you got like your phone, you could actually do that?
Not on the movies, only on the camera. That's Hi, this is Tracy.
And this is Lizelle. How are you?
And we are here on the new moon thing, right?
No, super moon, full moon, not new moon. Yet. Yeah.
Super moon day, and we're making another video. As you know, Lizelle and I have been together for a few months and hanging out and getting to know one another, but she leaves in just a few days. And so we are gonna make some movies tonight and see if we can have them to deliver to you while she flies back across the world.
Yes, indeed. But I'll be back. Yes. So what are we talking about today?
Today we're going to talk about stalking. I keep getting a lot of emails, a lot of communication through Facebook, Twitter, meetup groups, and all kinds of support groups online. And people get stalked in a million different ways. And in a way, you know, it's we think stalking and we think someone's like following you to your house. They're outside your house if you're, you know, Britney Spears and they're taking pictures or something. We think of that as the traditional stalking. But stalking can take so many different types of
faces. And I guess also now with the advent of already we're in the full throw of social media. And with social media, our accessibility to people and people who we don't even know that well is so much closer and so much it's more readily available to us. So I want to say something about that as well. A couple of things. The first thing I want to say about that is what you hear on social media. Oh my goodness, guys, this is the highlight reels and the things that people wish to feed you. Even if you're an insanely good person and you just go about your Facebook in a normal way, we tend to give people the highlights of our lives. We tend to give them the good stuff. We tend to give them the things that we want them to see. In Tracy's case, it's like cupcakes. You know, she'll put a cupcake on there. But the thing is, we tend to feed people what we want them to see. Now, if you know somebody is watching you, that you are not connected to anymore, but they may have friends out there, as we spoke about in the last video, the flying monkeys, the other people who are watching your movements and then reporting it back, it becomes a case of Chinese whispers on top of the highlight reel. And you are also able to feed certain things into your Facebook account or into your Instagram account that then gets relayed on. So if you are watching a feed of somebody, or it's, you know, you're being told a story via a friend, and you are starting to hear things that you don't want to hear or are making you upset, I will say this just from the counseling perspective and my perspective, I would tell clients this is back away from the computer. Your friends that are feeding you that information are not truly helping you. And if it's a good friend and you've asked them to do that for you, if I were the friend, I would suggest no. Say no. Say no. I don't think that that is good for you. Really gauge whether the information that you give that person is helping them or hindering them. And in 9 times out of 10, the cases, they don't feel good after seeing it, hearing it, or having, you know, even heard it from a third party. So, that is where, I mean, I know I veered off a little bit there, but that is a huge stalk. I know. But that's, you know, what we were sort of getting at with the whole stalking thing as well. That is a very easily available to us kind of a way of being connected to somebody we don't want to really be near.
Right.
To.
And for those of you who don't know me, maybe this is your first video that you're watching of mine. I am in the marketing and social media business. So I have been studying the behaviors of people on social media for a very long time. And my best advice to you, and this is a target's like conundrum where they don't know what to do. When your relationship with a narcissist, even if you don't know if it's a narcissist, when your relationship is coming to an end, go onto social media and cut all your ties. You block them. You take that control. You take the keys to that car, because what can happen is something that happened to us this week. And our ex-NARC, has a new supply, of course, and we hope she's watching this. No, just kidding. No, seriously. So he has a new supply, and I was not aware of her name because I am truly blocked and I have no interest whatsoever. But she blocked Lizelle on Instagram a few weeks ago, maybe a month.
Maybe it was a month. Yeah.
And, you know, I was like, okay, well, she was stalking her, and then she blocked her. And we just went, good, phew, that's all gone. She can't watch my inspirational spiritual quotes anymore. Oh no, right? What was she planning on seeing? I don't know, but this is the game. We play it on both sides. So this is really important. If you are connected to somebody like that, she blocked us. And then she had me look, go and see if she blocked you. I'm like, she doesn't even know who I am. I went and I was blocked. So what did that do? That gave her the control. All right. Now this is a weird part, but she said no, right? So it's like when someone's getting raped, they say no, it means no, right? They blocked you. You can't counter block them at the same time, depending on the, and there might be some of the networks. I've never counter blocked anybody, but as they blocked us, she had the keys to turn that thing on and off whenever she wanted to take a little peek. Think of that the other day. Now, when we're blocked by anybody on Facebook, we block someone, we don't see their posts, and we don't see if they commented on one of our mutual friends right in front of us or right after us, we wouldn't see it. So the other day, you woke up commenting on a friend of ours post, and there's her name. Well, her name wouldn't have shown up if she was really blocked. So she unblocked us to peek. Now to us, that could be that the fella is having her peek and spy. This is not an account. Didn't he have you do something like that when mm-hmm. I first blocked
That's
him?
That's correct. Just so you guys know, if you haven't seen us before, Tracy and I shared the same boyfriend at the same time, and we only found that afterwards. So just so you know, so pretty much, I know it may sound strange to newcomers, but this is what happened, right?
Watch our other video.
Yes. So that's exactly right. So when I was with him, and it was sort of towards the end of that all, you know, he would take my computer and look at Tracy's stuff because she had blocked him, but not me. We kind of get the, you know, we kind of get how he thinks. So it's like, okay.
Right. So you don't know if it's her coming in to spy, and maybe she's reached a point where things are being questioned with him. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's doing the same odd behaviors, which he's gonna do. It's just a matter of time. Totally. Maybe he's doing the same behaviors and she like wants to know the truth. Probably not. More likely it's that she wants to see what's going on and tell him, whether he's doing it himself or not. So the best thing that we could have done was pow, guess what? We took the keys and we blocked her. So now she can't sit there and open the window and peek in anytime she wants to. So even if you have friends that are questionable flying monkeys, friends that have not been supportive, block them. If you unfriend them, what happens is they have to refriend you. If you've decided and you've talked to them and you are in a happier place with them, you can always unblock them. That puts the control in your hand. Does that make sense? Because if you don't take that control and you don't have that self-control to just say, it makes me sad when I see this stuff. And that's what everybody I talk to says, you know, I saw him doing that, or they're out doing this. Yeah.
And I want
Who
to
cares?
Say
that, Grey Rock.
That saying, curiosity killed the cat, is so true, because it doesn't make you feel better. It makes you feel like hell. You don't need to see where that person is. You don't need to be reminded of things that you were doing with the same things that you were doing or not, you know. You also then stop any almost direct comments that are being fed for your purpose, for your consumption. They are put there for you to see, mate. I mean, they are not there for, oh, look at me, this is what I'm doing. They are there for you to see. Now, if you want to play that game, you know, jump right on in and do that, I guarantee you it doesn't make you feel any better. So
you will not heal unless you completely go gray rock. And I know this isn't a gray rock thing, but a gray rock is like a rock that doesn't do anything. You don't see. Put a cover over your head and just don't care. It's the only way as you're healing that you don't take two steps backwards. So please just block them everywhere. That's, you know, my ex-husband, his new whatever she was at the time, I think it's now his wife, but she was following me on Pinterest and she was like putting things up there just to piss me off. And
it worked, obviously.
Yeah. Until I said, wait a second, I have the control.
Yeah, no, it's important to take it back. And I don't think I have anything to add to that, really, other than, oh, I do have something to add to that. I know that a lot of you live in hope. And what I mean by that is, and you can deny it or you can accept it, you live in hope of, first of all, the new relationship falling apart and that there might still be some kind of connection to you or some way of still, because you love that person, right? Or you love that person, even though whatever they've done is really whatever.
Shitty.
There is a shitty, yeah. And there's still hope. You still have hope. You still hold hope. And I understand how hope works. However, there's, chances are you're not going to get back together.
And you don't want them.
You don't need them. You don't need it. But the chances are you're not going to get back together, right? If you really want to give yourself the best opportunity for healing, cut it off. Cut it off and move on and out of there. Because it will not serve you in any way to be looking at anything that they are putting out for you deliberately.
That's all we got.
They don't have your best intention in mind, okay? You have your best in mind. Look after you better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I learned something in church that says faith is good. No, hope is good, but faith is better. Have the faith that you will be okay without that person because you were before and you're going to be stronger now that you've educated yourself.
Yeah.
So faith is better than hope. Peace out.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.